the old choir, and all of you who are here are the most powerful counter to that, because we are aspiring to the highest. Accept to be nothing and none. Dissolve time's work. Annul thyself that only God may be. If we can forget our small self and aspire to be one with the souls of all who are here, that we may not have met them before, to know that we are here for that purpose, and that purpose alone, to serve the divine, to surrender this small self, and as Mother said in those last years,
mm-hmm. No.
Well, excellent. Ma, me, me, mo, mo. I want this diagram working on each one.
Ma, me, me, mo, mo.
Oh!
breath, but not hearing the object.
Instead of condemning him, we would say, sing. Arise, O resplendent beam, thou who art forever pure, thou who knowest neither birth nor death. Arise, all powerful, and manifest thy nature. Let us act according to this beautiful saying, and we shall see all transform itself around us as by a miracle.
Thank you.
to aspire is indispensable. Well, when one aspires for the Force, when one asks the Divine for help, if one asks with the unshakable certitude that it will come, that it is impossible that it won't, then it is sure to come. The psychic being has his trust, has it wonderfully, without a shadow, an argument, without a contradiction. And when it is like that, there is not a prayer which does not get an answer, no aspiration which is not realized.
Oh. as if the corked calyx of a flower, aerial, visible on music's waves, a lotus of light petal ecstasy, took shape out of the tremulous heart space.
Thank you.
A divine force shall flow through tissue and cell and take the charge of breath and speech and act, and all the thoughts shall be a glow of suns, and every feeling a celestial thrill.
Oh.
on the 17th of November, 1973, the mother left her physical body. I was one of perhaps thousands to pass by her in the mile. And I cannot say when the descent is so pure and so powerful.